This is Floor Time, an interactive file spoken by Elswith. In this session, you will be expected to move. If you are unable to move to the floor due to some limited ability, I understand. If you don't have a floor, I also understand. But if you have a floor, like most of us do, and you're able to get on it, I expect you to do it. Now to begin, go ahead and just sit or lay down or whatever it is that is comfortable for you right now. Settle yourself comfortably down. And when you're comfortable, hold your hand up, left or right, in front of your face, the palm towards you, and fingers spread apart so you can see the whole hand right there in front of you at a comfortable distance. That's right, just spread those fingers out. Now, just look at your hand. Focus on that hand. Notice that the fingers want to move, moving very slightly moving together. That's right, moving together. And you will notice that with each movement of one finger, other fingers start to move as well. Small jerky movements, perhaps. Moving, relaxing. That's right. And those fingers are moving closer and closer and closer. And I wonder if you've noticed yet that your arm is bending at the elbow. As those fingers get closer and closer, more and more. Elbow bending just a bit. Fingers being drawn in, fingers spread. Some of them moving, little jerky movements. It is as if something is pulling that hand, pulling it towards you. As those fingers get closer and closer, pulling it towards you, fingers get closer and closer. And as the hand moves towards you and those fingers are closing, and you are hearing my voice, you may be feeling your eyes. Your eyes are getting heavier. Unfocusing. As that hand falls towards you, those eyes are getting heavier and heavier. And maybe it would be more comfortable to close them now. Or when that hand touches your forehead or nose or chin, anywhere on your face, and those fingers are almost completely relaxed now. And when that hand touches or gets close enough, your eyes will close completely and that hand will drop into your lap as quickly as you go into a deep trance. That's right. Going into trance now. And with each breath out, allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper, more relaxed, more comfortable, more at ease. It's as if you have a voice in your head saying, with each breath out, deeper and deeper, more at ease. Deeper and deeper, more at ease. And each gentle breath is making you more relaxed, letting go, nothing to do. And just take a few moments to enjoy that wonderful feeling of relaxation as every part of your body relaxes deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. As you close your eyes, take a deep cleansing and relaxing breath in and out, releasing any lingering tension or negativity, anything from the past few minutes, hours, days, weeks, or even longer, as you continue to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the rhythm of your breathing gently rock you into a more comfortable place. Feel the slowing down that's occurring in your body and your mind as you relax even more deeply. Remember, this time is for you, and you can let yourself value and experience it fully as you continue to relax. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now, as you continue to breathe gently and rhythmically, I want you to focus on your body for a moment and notice how it responds to the messages from your mind. And the message from your mind right now is that this is your time, our time. There is nothing else that you have to do right now at this moment but be relaxed and with me. You choose to allow your normal relaxation responses take over as you continue to breathe in a gentle, rhythmic, easy, smooth way. And the body continues to slow down and relax even further. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now I want you to visualize yourself just for a moment, floating, perhaps on a raft, perhaps just in the water, your own body. This water can actually be there, or this water can be completely in your mind. Perhaps, my imaginative fellow, you've decided to not have water at all, and instead it's a current of air just holding you, or a soft fabric hammock. The sun shining down on your face, and you can feel this. It feels good. All of it feels good. Moving, shifting, ever so gently, allowing yourself to feel the soft, gentle rocking as I count you down even one more time with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 0, even deeper sleep, deeper relaxation. There, now, you've had your induction, right? Relaxing, getting ready for everything that's ahead of you. You've had your deepener, going steadily down, right? Right. And for some of you, this is what you crave. You just crave being able to finally stop. To have that pause in your day that you do deserve. You deserve good things. You know this. I tell you this all the time, and You also know where those good things come from, don't you? Oh, some of my lovely men, some of them already heard it in their heads. All good things come from Mistress. You know this is true. Oh, sure, some challenging things might also come from Mistress, but no bad things, not really. I always put you back together every single time we play, don't I? And even outside of this dreamy, drippy, lovely state that you found yourself in, even outside of it, I still find the time for you, don't I? You know this is true. You know if I could, I would devote even more time to my lovely followers. And we could create this amazing temple, this amazing place for you to come and be lost and be found and to worship again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Because that is what I desire, and it is what you need. Don't worry. We're getting there. But, sometimes at night, sometimes when I just can't sleep myself, and I've counted all of the sheep, I've played all of the number games, I've had my vibrator going with orgasms or a very useful pet between my legs for ages, I have to tell you, sometimes I just can't quite get that feeling, you know, that I've been a little bit too easy. Have I spoiled you? Sure, some of you have been begging me for spankings. Other ones have wanted to be pushed into these little boxes, kept there, or on display. Oh, I do love a standing cage. The type that keeps your body right there on display. You can't curl up into a little ball there. You can't hide anything in one of those cages, can you? It's almost like being a statue for me, except you're stuck. And then, oh, and then there's the others who beg me to erase their mind, to take away all of their masculinity and turn them into that charming, feminine, amazing companion that I want to keep. But you see, a lot of these things are simply things that you want from me. And silly man, you know, that's not actually the way this is supposed to go, is it? Even if you're begging me to drain you dry, to force you to come again and again and again, and I've heard somewhere it's like 6 times in an hour is a record, but even if you're begging for that, it's still begging for something you want. So now I wonder, you know, on those nights when I just can't seem to sleep, I start to wonder if it be possible for you to beg to give to me. to serve me properly, mentally, physically, any way that we, because it is still consensual, isn't it? Any way that we decide works. But then, of course, look at you. Right now, you're either sitting in a chair or you're stretched out, comfortable on that bed. Is that you? Are you using my voice as you're in whatever position is most comfortable for you? Do you feel ashamed at all now that I've called you out for it? You should. So this is what you're going to do, and no, it's not what you're just going to do in the headspace, up in your imagination. This is what you're actually going to do, and listen to me carefully. If you're unwilling, if you're refusing, then turn this off now. That's right. Turn off our session. Turn it off and don't listen to any more. That's it. That's it. You're not using me. You're not using me as you lay back in your chair and just let me talk in your ear as your other hand is probably around your cock jerking yourself off. So if you're unwilling to get out of that chair, to get out of that bed and do exactly as I tell you to do, then you turn this session off. But for those of you that truly adore me, for those of you that know that I truly adore your submission, those of you keep listening. This is what we're going to do. You're going to move. You're going to head to the floor. I know, it might take a little bit of doing if you didn't expect this to be coming, although I'm sure it was somewhere in the show notes, wasn't it? Staying deep, staying relaxed and happy and floaty, you will move to the floor. You'll be face down. Yes, face down, forehead touching the floor. And for your arms, you may choose the position that is easiest for you, because you will be in this position for a while. For some, this may be their arms down by their sides. For others, this may be straight out, making a T shape with their body. And yet others, this may be just crossed above you, and that's fine. Of course, you might choose to not put your arms in the most comfortable position at all. You might choose to put those arms in a position that reminds you that it isn't about your comfort. It is about your service. It is about your submission, and it's showing me through your actions that you do want to serve. Face down on the floor. If you need to, pause this session until you've assumed the correct position. And now, while you're there, face against the floor, and finally, the appropriate position for this type of session, this type of togetherness. I'm going to tell you the thoughts that should always be going through your head as you think of me. These shouldn't be thoughts of where your hand can be. These shouldn't be thoughts of what you can get from me. These should be the correct thoughts. I've spent so much time already working on your thoughts, working on your mind, that this should be easy for you. The first is simple. It's simply, I belong to my Empress. Oh, see, some of you, even in this trance, even being deep, even with your face against the floor, some of you have been naughty, haven't you? Yes, you have. You're already thinking, but I like goddess, but I like mistress, and why is she choosing empress? And somebody else is saying, oh my goodness, I'm so glad she chose empress because it's my favorite. Well, guess what, loves? Right now, I'm choosing empress, and you're receiving empress, and you feel happy for it. Do not correct me, not even in your head. I love to serve my Empress. It feels natural to surrender to my Empress. It is not about my pleasure, it is about her pleasure. I trust my Empress wants good things for me. All good things come from Empress. I am constantly improving under her training. I am grateful that she is willing to train me. I trust her to use me, to make me into what she wants me to be. I feel fulfilled by the sacrifices that I make for her. I love and accept my submissive nature. My Empress loves and accepts me for who I am. My body tingles at the sound of her voice. I worship my Empress, and I'm proud that I can be her worshiper. When my Empress speaks, I listen. My focus is to please my Empress. My favorite place to be is at her feet. I am constantly finding new ways to improve my service to her. I love finding new ways to show my devotion. Her power melts me completely. She is in charge, and I find that comforting. She owns me. I obey my mistress. I worship my mistress. I don't correct my mistress. There, I think for this session, perhaps that's enough floor time. Go on, move up to your knees. On your knees, spreading them out to a comfortable width, hands resting on your thighs, head lowered. Find this comfortable position. Go ahead and move. Moving up to your knees, there. Perhaps stretching out your shoulders a bit. Do you feel better? course you do. You needed this. You needed some floor time, and you know, I'm always happy to give it to you. I love giving you good things. I love taking care of you. So now we are going to wrap up this time together. You can come back to this again and again. You know that. But for now, it's time for us to stop. I'm going to count from 0 to 5, and on 5, you'll be fully awake and refreshed. 0, 1, 2, all fuzzy-headed thinking slowly sliding away. 3, feeling more awake and optimistic and happy. 4, feeling treasured, feeling loved, feeling adored. 5. There you go. Fully awake now, fully ready. Your task now is to send me a message either through the website, spokenbyelswith.com, through Kik. Many of you know how to reach me there. Through Patreon, or even through YouTube, or through the podcast if you like. SpokenByElswith@gmail.com is usually the easiest way to reach me. You're going to send me a message and you're going to thank me for this session. You're also going to list 3 ways that you can show your devotion to me. 3. You can do that. I look forward to hearing from you.